What's going on, guys? This is Cam coming in from the CamCast Sports Podcast, where we're talking NBA Finals, Celtics, Mavs. Who's going to pull it out? Who's going to be the face of the league? Is it Tatum? Is it Luka? Is it Brown? Hell, from the looks of it, it might be Drew Holiday. He might just be the dude, and he's an older gentleman. We're going to be talking Caitlin Clark today. Interesting story coming out. She's not going to be on the Team USA basketball, women's basketball roster this summer. And then we're going to be talking the big headline. Dan Hurley decides to stay home, not going to La La Land out with the Lakers Nation, which, if you know me, I'm disgusted by that. I think he's a piece of shit, and we'll get into him later. But, yeah, so welcome to episode one. And at the end of the episode, we have a little segment brought to you by JW Install, which is my father's business, giving us the sponsor today. No money, just a free sponsor ad for him. Working down in D.C., building buildings, construction, just getting after it, hardcore, heavy, doing his thing. But, yeah, we got a segment at the end of the episode. Cool guys and cocksuckers. So if you guys want to tune into that, I think it'll be a good one. And thanks for tuning in. Just fine living life with the news stand in my mind. All I hear is music. Watching your mouth move, damn, you look stupid. I feel like everyone's a stranger. Small talk with your narcissistic neighbor. She's real hot, but they said to never date her. Ha, I agree, but you did it and I hate her. You wanna get away, you better get in line. Won't go another day of wasting any time. I've got a lot to say. So like I said, my name's Cam. Welcome to the first episode of the CamCast Sports Podcast. I already told you guys what we're going to be talking about, but if you guys could, we're going to be on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I'm also going to upload to YouTube. Check it out. Give me a holler. Subscribe. Do your thing. All that magical stuff people say to do nowadays on the internet. Quick story. Wanted to do the podcast because who the hell doesn't have a podcast anymore? You're pretty much a bum if you don't have a freaking podcast. So we're going to get into it today. We're going to give it a trial run, a little podcasting. You know, the whole works, got the mic. You know, we're doing the big thing. We're doing the deal, man. So if you guys want to listen and you guys like how it sounds, just tune in. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, days or times or anything like that. Once I get into a rhythm here, just like, you know, you will with a work day, we'll start, you know, putting stuff out frequently. But yeah, like I said, today we're going to be talking NBA Finals, Caitlin Clark and Dan Hurley. Just a little snippet into each of them. I'm going to start with Caitlin Clark, though, because that is a big headline running around the news world. And I'm going to be really transparent with you guys. I'm not going to bullshit. I'm not going to fake shit. I'm not going to make people happy. Because you don't get nowhere in life tiptoeing around and not saying how you feel. So, Caitlin Clark, here's what I got to say. I think the committee that picked the team are cowards. I think they're soft. I think they're just big fat pussies. Because here's why. You have a woman who is the most, one, it has to be, if not the most influential women's basketball player in history. And what I mean by that is she has revolutionized the game. She's Steph Curry-esque. She drops logo threes. She does her deal. She passes the rock. Yeah, she's got a lot to work on, and yeah, she's not having the success she's had at Iowa as she's having now. Having some turnover. She's learning the game, but, you know, she's getting the shit kicked out of her. She's getting the hell beat out of her. She's getting up. She's going after it. How do you not love somebody like that? How do you not look at that and say that is an athlete who she cares? She just wants to hoop. At the end of the day, all the bullshit, all the narratives, all the stupid shit flying around social media and, you know, all these talk shows and all this stuff. Break it right down simple to you. She's not on social media. She wants to be a basketball player. She got interviewed, I believe it was yesterday, and I don't want to misquote her, but basically they asked her if it was a disappointment she didn't make the USA team. And she said, no, not a disappointment. I'll be watching. I'm USA. Hey, you know, we'll go for the gold. You know, if I get the opportunity later on, I'll have a shot at it and I'll do what I have to do. But it didn't help. She missed the the preseason they had, and she was doing she was in the Final Four and doing her deal there at Iowa. But it's just absolutely cowardly, soft, just sissy behavior by this committee to not put her on. She is so influential. Look at all these little girls. You know, I want to shoot the rock like Caitlin Clark. I want to be like her and do her deal. It's just sad, man. It's just a sad day, if I'm being honest, because there was so much traction with this WNBA season with her coming in. And I don't really care what anybody says. People are tuning in. Viewership's up. Attendance is up. You know, she just brings so much to the game. And for people to sit around, the critics saying, oh, she's not a top 12 player, it's bigger than basketball. Right? You want to set a statement to the world. Hey, at the end of the day, you know, she's going to get people to tune in. You know, I'm sure there'll be, it's the Olympics. People are going to tune in. But could you imagine the magnitude she could have brought for this team? And they put out some just bona fide, stupid ass comment how they were worried about the Caitlin fanatics and all this stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, that's the awesome thing about her, man. She's bringing these people, like, people are going crazy over her because she's awesome. She's just straight up awesome, kick ass, the shit, the bomb diggity, whatever you want to call her. That's the thing. And you guys just pretty much cowardly out and didn't give her the opportunity because you know, even if there are people, there's probably, you know, 12, 13 players that are better than her, but for her to get the opportunity, because let's be honest, later on down the road, guys, she's probably going to be the face of the league. Now, I don't want to jump the gun. You know, shit happens. Busts happen all the time. But with the attitude she has and how she's going and going after it hard, how could you not just give her the opportunity to be a part of that? Learn what the process is like. Learn what the process is like. Be with the best players in the world. You know, forget all the gold medal, 6-7 time, you know, in a row, gold medal bullshit. Think in your mind what she could have done. Sorry, had a phone call, urgent phone call. But anyway, what I was saying, this will just add pressure to the women's basketball team this year. So what I mean by that is, hey, if they don't win gold, man, oh man, if the women's basketball team does not win gold this year, and I want you guys to hear me, let me pull this a little closer. If the women's basketball team does not win gold this year, it's going to look incredibly bad. If she did not make the team and they don't win, it's going to be really bad, really freaking bad, okay? Like this, the WNBA might fucking end. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be people coming out of the woodworks. They're going to be hitting the social media. They're going to be hitting the news station. Well, if she would have played, if she would have just got the chance, could have been different. She could have made an impact. Even if she was just a catch and shoot three player, really bad. Okay. Next up, Dan Hurley. Like you guys said, well, nobody said, but like I said, Lakers fans, got my Pimps and Hoes shirt on. Shout out. Ron Artest, back in the day, wearing it during the parade, Lakers. But Dan Hurley, 6 years, $70 million, turned it down. I think it's because of LeBron. I think he's just so hard to coach. And Hurley said, you know what? I don't think this is for me. Now, you know, 6 years, LeBron will probably be out of the league. So this was a now and then. It's a now and later situation. He was going to be there. He was going to get this team. And if you looked across, you know, what he's done in his career, he just goes to freaking programs and turns them around, right? Turns them around right off the bat. And I think it's hard to imagine he turned down that much money But it's not even about the money. It was just the situation. La La Land is a shit show right now. It's an absolute shit show. We don't know what we're doing. Pelinka, I see Lakers fans, man. They hate Pelinka, but I think he's all right. I think he you know, when he got us out of the Russell Westbrook deal and got Roy and all these guys, I think he did the best he could. You know, he magicianed it up, and you know, it'll come a time where LeBron will retire and we'll have to go a different direction. But I don't know. I just, Dan Hurley, I just can't believe the Lakers wouldn't have offered him even $100 million. You have to start thinking at $100 million. $100 freaking million. You wouldn't start thinking about it. And he was thinking about it, but I'm just saying you got to close him. You know, you got to close the guy. He got him in the building. He's got his family out in LA. You got to freaking close him. You're a business guy, Pelinka. You got to, Genie, you guys had him. You had to close it. It's a business deal. Go to your sales. Go back to your university, your learning, all that crap. You got to close them, right? Andy Elliott would say, hey, you guys got to close them. All these guys, Brad Lee, close the motherfucker. Who else? Grant Cardone. Close the motherfucking deal, dude. You got to close them. And the Lakers just couldn't close them. Goes back to UConn, going to go for the three-peat and do what he has to do. I'm a Georgetown Hoya guy. I don't want to see him. So that kind of hurts. It just hurts all around for me. It hurts all around for me. It's painful. It's hard to sit here and act like I'm okay because I'm not. I know the Lakers are pretty much screwed next year. I don't think we'll get out of the playoffs again or get past the Nuggets or even the Timberwolves at this point. I think Anthony Edwards is just going to take it to a whole nother level. But yeah, you know, you just got to close them. You got to close the deal, man. You got to just throw the money out there and do what you have to do. And we just didn't do it. So we just didn't do it. Phone fell there. Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know what the Lakers' future looks like. I'm seeing reports now that they have us getting Zach Edey, the big fella at Purdue, which, I don't know, I think back to the bubble championship and all the bigs we had. We had AD, JaVale, Dwight Howard. I mean, we just had big men to throw at the Joker, and I think we might just have to do that again, man. We might just have to load back up, maybe get Dwight out of where he's at, China or somewhere overseas, and bring him back, bring three big boys to beat up on him, just like the Wolves did with you know what they had, and I'm blanking out here. But, yeah, just might need to do what we need to do to get past them. And then after that point, I think the Lakers can handle pretty much anybody in the West. Yeah, and you might say, hey, Cam, shut up. You know, they barely made this. They barely made the playoffs. They made the play-in, did this, and whatever. Got swept. Well, we did win one. But, yeah, go ahead and just pound sand. How about that? I'm not in a good mood. Okay, I'm not in a good mood. And like I said, I'm double killed here because as a Hoya Saxa fan, I'm getting double boned here. It's just sticking it right to me today, Mr. Hurley. So appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. And yeah, like I said, you got to close them. You got to close the deal. Okay. Now let's get into game two, NBA Finals. So here's a interesting fact for you guys. Celtics are the eighth team to make it to the finals with the NBA's best record. I think it was 64 wins, 62 wins, something like that. So six of those teams won. One loss was from 2016. And if you guys don't remember, that was the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Golden State Warriors. Now, we all know who was on that team that is now on the Mavericks, which brings me to my next point. Kyrie Irving. It's time to go, dude. All right? The narrative is written out for you. You went to Boston, right? Didn't work out. You stomped on the leprechaun, okay? Then you go to Brooklyn. Didn't really work out, you know, that whole ordeal. Finally, you end up with the Mavs. You're facing your old team that it didn't work out with. You're down 2-0. You wanted to get away from LeBron because you wanted your own team. Here you go. It's not even your own team. It's Luka's team. But anyway, you're in the finals. He's come down from 3-1, guys. Now, let's think about that. He's come down from 3-1 before against arguably the best team in NBA history. He's come down. He's come back from that. So 2-0 doesn't scare me. Now, you may ask, why do you want the Mavs to win? Well, I'm a Lakers fan. Banner 18, guys. Okay? Now, look, my birthday, December 18th. Katie's birthday, March 18th. 18 is just my number. The Lakers have to get to 18 before the Celtics. I have faith. I have faith that this will pan out the way it needs to. I never have any luck with sports. I'm a Cowboys fan. Okay? So everybody knows the misery that I go through day in and day out every year. 18 is the number, man. That's my number. I remember when I was a kid and I was in preschool. Somehow, some way, I don't know why I remember this, but my nap time mat was number 18. It can't be Boston. If it's Boston, oh man, if it's Boston, man, that would be very, very bad. That's all I'm gonna say. That would be very, very bad. So anyway, the only team to come back, eight teams, best record in the NBA. Six wins, one loss was the Kyrie Irving, LeBron James Cavaliers down 3-1 in the finals. So I have faith in Kyrie. I think he can do it. I think Luka can do it. They're going back home. They're going back home. They're doing their thing. And I think they can do it. I think they can make something happen here. Okay? Now, Kyrie has averaged 14 points per game on 35% field goal percentage. He's shooting 0% from three. He was 0 for 3 last night. There was a long two that they almost called a three. I don't have the stats here for game one, but he didn't hit a three there. He's 0% from three. We just need him to hit two, and I think the Mavs will be fine. The Los Angeles Mavericks. I kept posting it everywhere. They're Los Angeles Mavericks. They're coming, okay? Down 3-1, the only team. Come back, beat the best team with the record. Eight times, Kyrie did it once. 3-1, down 3-1, made it happen. I have no doubt. And after he left the game and was doing his deal, you know, see you game five, whatever. I love that. That's the guy. You know, we need to get rid of all the Zimbabwe shit, this hippie, that, you know, whatever he's doing, has the smoke and walking around. It's time to go now. You have it laid out for you. You wanted it without LeBron. You wanted your own team. Here you are. You're in the finals. You made it happen. Now it's time to seal the deal. It's time to close, Kyrie. It's time to close the deal. All right? It's time for you to do. It's time for, you know, what Uncle Drew to come out. You know, it's time for you to solidify yourself as the guy, you know? And what scares me, too, is, you know, Tatum hasn't had the best series. And the Celtics did not shoot very good last night. But they were 10 for 39 from three. So do the math, 25%. Well, the Mavs were only, 23%, so they both sucked. But anyway, I don't know, man. I can't go through any more misery with these teams, man, with teams that I root for. I'm just the unluckiest guy with teams. I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I have a great family, great life. I'm that lucky. But when it comes to my teams, I'm just not, not that lucky. Hurricanes have been bad for a while. Georgetown's just been, oh God, miserable bad. You could say Lakers, they won the bubble and whatever, 2021, but it doesn't matter, guys. Everybody thinks it's a Mickey Mouse title, this, that. I just can't have a moment where everything's just going smoothly. You know what I mean? I mean, for Pete's sake, Boston, you know, Tom Brady for all those years, you know, the Celtics with Pierce and Garnett. It's just like, oh my gosh, man, it hurts me. You know, it just really, really hurts me. And so the Mavs, I'm rooting for the Mavs, banner 18, Kyrie to seal the deal and do what he needs to do. But we'll see. We'll see, man. So, MVP of the series right now, you almost have to give it to either Drew Holiday or Jaylen Brown, I'd say, because even last night, Jason Tatum. Okay, so let's get into that. So after the game, he says, you know, I do more things than score, blah, blah, blah. Well, you shot it 22 times, dude, and you only made 6 of them. And you shot 27% from the field, and you 1 for 7 from 3. But you don't care about scoring. I call a bullshitter. What a big bullshitter. Says the right thing. Sounds good, dude. Hey, you've been media trained. That's a good, you know, whatever. But you're not the guy. Even at the end of the game, you come down, you get swatted by Jones Jr. And then they come back down. There's a foul. 50 seconds left. They could have called it. Could have went either way. Whatever. Should have been a foul. Would have cut it to 3. 50 seconds left. The game could have went at it either way. He didn't close the game. You know who closed it? Jaylen Brown. So that tells me right there, they're not looking to go to you, dude. You know, they got their guy. And, you're good. You know, you get your regular season, whatever. But here we are at the finals, and you're 1 from 7 from 3. Haven't been shooting it well. Shooting lulls for games 1 and 2. I just don't see it. Just don't see it. But then you want to say that you're not, you can do other things. Okay, well, whatever. He's almost averaging a triple-double. It is what it is, but he's looking to score. You can't tell me that none of these NBA guys are trying to be the face of the league, and that's also what he's battling for. You got Anthony Edwards swooping up right behind your ass, coming on you like turn 3 at Talladega, dude. I mean, he's just coming in on you to take over the face of the league. You got Luka, who you're trying to shut out, and then after this, we're supposed to say you're the face of the league. I just don't see it. You know, you win the title, congrats to you, but I just don't see you being the face of the league. So we'll see what happens with that. What was I talking about? MVP. Oh, MVP. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how the series plays out. Like I said, 8 teams to make it to the finals, right? 6 of them won. 1 of them did not. Who was on that team? Kyrie Irving. He's down. 0-2. Going back to Dallas. I think he can pull it out of here. I think he can make something of himself and pull something historic off again. That's just me. That's my hopes high. And you guys can all call me full of shit at the end of the day when it doesn't happen. But hey, that's how I'm feeling. Okay? So, brings me to the end here. So, thanks for tuning in. If you guys lasted this long, appreciate it. Cool Guys and Cocksuckers, presented by JW Install. So this segment came about, my dad calls everybody cocksucker. So I thought, hey, what other way to present the sponsorship than to have a segment with, you know, Cool Guys and Cocksuckers. Okay. My cool guy, I'm going to go with Jerizzy Drake. So he was at his son's soccer game, had the sweater around the neck, baggy pants, kind of looked like a, I don't know, like he was one of the guys boarding the Titanic back in the day, like just looking fresh, clean, looked like he had a lot of money, which he does, and just coming out of some beef with Kendrick, K-Dot, you know, the whole works, but he's looking fresh, cool guy of the week, cool outfit, looking good, handling the beef well, and, you know, I could appreciate some nice fashion, you know what I mean? Just looking fresh. My cocksucker of the week, if you listen to the episode to this point, you would probably guess Dan Hurley. What a major cocksucker. What a major cocksucker. All right? So you're telling me you turned down 6 years, $70 million. You're going to go back to UConn. We're going to play my Georgetown Hoyas. You are a massive cocksucker to me. Massive. How can you do that to me? Now he might see this and say, hey, you know, that's just the way the ship floats, man. It's how I am. It's how I'm built. I don't care. You're just a cocksucker to me. You know, congratulations. You're doing your thing. I'll probably go ahead and throw some money down on a future for next year for the NCAA title. But huge cocksucker, man. Huge cocksucker. Massive cocksucker. So, yeah. Well, that's it, guys. That is episode one of the Camcast Sports Podcast. Like I said, if you listen this long, appreciate it. If not, hey, it's not for you. But we're going to keep going. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to be talking about other things other than sports. So make sure you guys tune in to the Camcast Sports Podcast. And, yeah, talk soon. Thanks. Holla at your boy. Love ya.